Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, everybody.
Sad news. We thought we fixed the mics, and it didn't happen. So, we might switch to the computer microphone halfway through this, or even like 10 seconds through this. You never know.
Never know.
So, it's not the mics. It definitely is the soundboard, because we unplugged the cords from the microphone to the soundboard, and the noise was still happening, and there was no microphones plugged into the soundboard. So the soundboard's just not right.
It's the soundboard. That is my technical opinion.
All
my
of
expertise.
Expertise.
This Ask show. Ask me how to open something on the internet, and I can't do it.
This show is filled with people, meaning us, who give opinions like we're experts on things, and we don't know facts at all. Did that work? I straight up hit the soundboard and it stopped making the noise that it was making.
Wow. Does that thing come with a guarantee?
I know. Probably not. I don't even know. Speaking of stress, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, Mom. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So just know that. Yep. Yay. We should be aware. It is something we should talk about.
Absolutely.
But one company decided to capitalize on this mental health
month
wave.
Okay.
I think we're on a wave of like acknowledging mental health and like people trying to spread. Oh, there's another thing I want to talk about. We'll talk about that after.
Oh, gosh. Tangent. Keep going.
Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
No.
Oh, you're just excited about it. Burger King made certain meals. You know how they have Happy Meals? Well, they're having it to be real meals.
Real meals? So you can be any mood, not just
happy? Yes, they're like, they changed Have It Your Way to Feel Your Way to promote Mental Health Awareness Month. And they said people aren't happy all the time. So they have meals titled things such as Pissed Meal, Blue, Yas, and DGAF.
But they never had Happy Meals to begin with. That's McDonald's.
Oh, they're kids' meals.
Yeah, they were just kids' meals. They weren't Happy Meals.
Well, maybe they're like taking a jab at McDonald's then.
Maybe.
But they're like, the people aren't, and they had like this weird commercial, and they're like, people have emotions. And we're like, what is this supposed to do? They're trying to capitalize.
What would be a blue meal? Like a chocolate shake and
I think they're
everything
just
you'd eat when you were
different things in each one. Hmm. I have no idea. But I'm like, I just
tub of ice cream. Yum.
We're getting stereotyped up in here.
Hey, I'd eat some
when
chocolate
I'm
ice cream.
Sad and depressed.
I don't eat.
Same.
Yeah.
You and me and Colleen are the same. When we're like in a slump, we can't eat.
No.
And then Christopher said that he overeats when he's in a slump. Everyone's different. Everyone's so you different. Can't stereotype what meal a blue meal would be. I'm not like...
I guess our box would be empty. I'd like to be a blue meal, please.
But I just kind of think it's weird that like a fast food company sat around and they're like, how do we make money?
How do we monopolize this?
How do we capitalize on people having mental illnesses? Yeah. I just don't get what they're doing. Like, but that is something I want to say. How maybe the head of the company really is like someone who's very passionate about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So how would they go about doing something that doesn't look like they're trying to gain off of?
Why don't they just donate money?
That's what
to
I was thinking.
Health.
Or donation things. Or like every time you buy this burger, all the proceeds or blah, 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 go to that. That's how you do it.
Yep.
Because every time something happens and people, like, if a scandal happens for someone, like, it's, okay, PewDiePie, everyone, like, called him a Nazi for a second. And he was like, my PR people kept telling me to donate to, like, those organizations that people, for the families who've suffered.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's like, that just seemed so ingenuine. Like, that just doesn't seem right. So he didn't, because he was like, that's... That's just me throwing money at something to make me look better. And he's like, that doesn't come from my... Later, he did stuff.
Yeah.
And
you can also do it anonymously.
Yes, but his PR company wanted him to do it publicly to make him look better.
Well, that's not why you donate money.
I know. What I'm saying, like, it's... Yeah. Mom, sit closer to your mic. Every time I
feel like it's up my nose already.
Do you see how close I am to my microphone?
Okay, now I'm spitting on it.
There. Now I can see your vocal things in the track. I'm staring at the track to make sure the mics don't go crazy, and I only see when I talk. I don't see when you talk.
Gosh.
I Oh. Okay, the thing I want to talk about. I saw Philip DeFranco talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how 13 Reasons Why came out?
Yes.
I never watched it.
Mine neither.
I heard the synopsis of what it was, and I was like, thanks. I feel like this is glorifying suicide. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like Selena Gomez, who was a producer, was like, no, we're just trying to show like the real side of what happens in teens' lives. And I was like, no. Someone did a study, like this huge study, and the suicide rate in boys between 10 and I think it was like 18.
10?
Yes. Jeez. Spiked after like the month after that show got released. And I'm like,
bad stuff, man.
That is mental health. We're talking about because it's mental health. But it's like that. Obviously, when you glorify something, it's gonna. You popped an Altoid. You have not eaten Altoids during one of these in a very long time.
I had In-N-Out with onions, and I just thought that smell's going to go right through this mic to all the peoples.
You guys, she's watching out for you. I want In-N-Out. Jessica texted me that there's a bigger vegan secret In-N-Out menu than I knew about. I want to go try it. Instead, I'm sipping on a green Jamba Juice right now.
Adding extra lettuce? What else can they do? They
almost like a version of animal style fries.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Mental Health Awareness Month. Yay. Let's be aware. Burger King, that seemed like a cheap way to capitalize off of something. And 13 Reasons Why. I knew this was a bad show from the get-go, and that's why I never watched it. I never wanted to support it. Like, yes, suicide is a real thing, and it's affecting a lot of people, like, all shapes, sizes, age ranges, everything. Suicide's a big deal. But to make a show, like, showing how a kid did it and, like, the aftermath and how, like, they got back at all the people that, like, hurt them and, like, that's just messed up. Just messed up. Sorry. Let's move on to better news.
Thank you.
Our pens are being shipped out. They shipped out. People got our pens. I got my pens.
Woo-hoo.
They're pretty freaking cute, if you ask me. I think there's only 10 of the dogs left.
Oh.
And 20 of the chickens.
Come on, chicken lovers. I have chicken facts for you even.
Do you want to give your chicken facts right now?
Yes.
Okay, go.
The only country where chickens are not raised is the Vatican City. The only continent where chickens are not raised is Antarctica.
Wait, what's... So what was the first one?
The only country where the chickens are not raised is Vatican City. The only continent where chickens are not raised is Antarctica.
So any country inside of Antarctica?
The continent. Any, yeah.
So then that's...
Antarctica, there's just no chickens.
Yeah. So there are countries in Antarctica?
Doesn't say.
Well, if there's countries...
Isn't it just snow?
I don't know. What's going on over there in Antarctica?
I don't know, but I have another.
If there's countries in there.
I feel like we said this one before. Chicken feathers can be used in the manufacture of paper products and for air filters, wall boards, or decorative wallpaper. So I could go into my chicken pen, take all
wallpaper.
The feathers, and just plaster them on my wall, and I have wallpaper.
I feel like we did talk about this.
Yeah, for some reason. They must have said other uses for them.
Yeah.
They did. I think it was other uses.
You don't just glue them to your wall, though. I feel like you have to do a little more than that.
Air filters? I'm not sure. They have to be pretty darn clean.
Yeah, this just seems a little...
Paper products. You know, you made me try
straw. I did. If you haven't watched my...
feather. Ew.
If you guys haven't watched, I did an eco-friendly versus their counterpart video with my mom, and I made her try the eco-friendly versions of the stuff she already uses.
And what did I buy at the store yesterday?
She bought plates made from sugar canes instead of plants. Well, not paper plant. Yeah, you know what I mean. Sugar cane's a plant, right?
Yes.
So that's a weird way of saying it, but you didn't cut down a tree. You cut down a sugar cane, which grows back so much faster than a tree.
But
so
it was still wrapped in plastic.
Listen, we're trying to figure out. We'll talk about that later, but... But you did a...
I did a good thing.
You did a good thing, and I thank you for that. Watch that video. It's actually pretty funny. All right. In internet news, I feel like we've been chit-chatting about everything else.
Chit-chat away.
So Tana was all over the internet this week.
Was she?
She was. You did not see, because she's usually not on the internet.
I did not.
She didn't. Okay, so I don't like to gossip about, it's not really gossip, but just talk about people's breakups, because you're going through something private.
Yeah. I did see that.
And so personal, and it's being the public eye about it just kind of sucks. Yeah. It doesn't kind of. It truly sucks.
Yes.
So she went through a breakup. Her boyfriend cheated on her, and she had to make a video saying what happened, because obviously it's she's in the public eye, and people and the what he did was in the public. People saw it. She didn't even tweet it. So she had to make a video. And then next day, she was pissed, but had to. She announced that she is doing an MTV show.
Mm.
So everyone was crying for Tana. And then everyone's like, oh my God, that's so amazing. They're doing an MTV show. It's Tana turns 21. It's I think it's uncut
She's
or something.
She's a baby.
She is a baby. Everyone on the internet's a baby, Mom. I'm old babies. On the internet. Jeepers. It's James Charles is 19.
12? Oh, 19? Okay.
James Charles is not 12. Yeah, most of them aren't even able to drink. But y'all get famous when they're teenagers now.
All right.
I went all through college,
Can
even
you imagine
after college.
Trying to be famous as a teenager? That would be rough.
The psychological trauma I would have. My goodness. I have a headache.
Yeah.
What's happening? Why do I have a headache? The back of my head just started hurting. Do you ever feel like when something like that happens, you're like, oh, someone's using a sonic ray on me?
I don't feel that way.
I've watched too many superhero videos where I'm like, oh, a random shooting pain. Someone must be pointing a laser at me.
I'm looking out the window. Nope, nothing coming through the second story.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Tana has a new show on MTV. Tana turns 21. She's really excited about it. But it just sucks that she had to announce that the same week she announced her breakup.
Yep.
But, okay. Okay, we haven't.
Rachel readjusted everything in her body language. Here we go.
It's hard to say. I haven't been very. I've never been a fan of the Paul brothers.
Okay.
Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Okay. I know that JoJo's friends with Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And she said that he's totally fine and normal in real life and he's nice. And then Tana. Just did a video with Jake Paul, and they decided to just joke around and do this fake flirting thing. And they did a video together. She called it a mukbang with my rebound. They're just acting they're dating as a rebound. And I actually find it entertaining.
Oh.
And I've never found any Jake Paul anything entertaining before, but I have to give credit where credit is due. I'm kind of enjoying this fake flirting, but it's pretty, it looks a little real, but it's fake flirting that they're doing. And they're making jokes about it the whole time. Mom, burp into the mic if you're going to burp.
I didn't burp.
You sat back.
Rachel, stop spreading lies. You said you don't gossip.
My God. Anyway, I think this thing is hilarious to me. Her ex-boyfriend, posted a video called I'm Sorry. Jake Paul retweeted a thumbnail and said, I'm not. And then Tana retweeted that. I was like, oh my God. And that whole thing's pretty funny, because I think when you go through a breakup, to have a guy who's popular and to the majority of the people attractive, to have him kind of give you attention.
Yeah.
And she's a hot ass. Oh, I swore.
Rachel, this is a children's show.
I can't. When I talk about Rachel. Tana, the bad words just slip out.
Soap. Hot sauce.
I don't know where I'm going now, because I'm so taken back. I'm usually really good at when I'm being recorded or on stage or in.
No bad words.
No bad words. I'm going to have to bleep that. Where am I? 13 Rachel. Minutes in. Great. Anyway, Tana is gorgeous, and I'm kind of obsessed with her. She's a mess and she knows it, and I love when people are very self-aware. And then to hang out with him, who I think he's becoming more self-aware of that he was of the person he is. And he mentioned in her video that he hasn't had a scandal in months, and I have to say, oh my gosh, good for him. I just realized that too. He's like, no one's noticed. I haven't had any scandals. I was like, that's true. No one has noticed. It's true. Anyway, I just think the whole friendship, I'll call it a friendship, is quite entertaining, and I think it's kind of what she needs to have that a public thing to be to joke around about while she deals with her personal issues and emotions.
Yeah.
So I support the friendship as of now. And I think they're flirting, but maybe not flirting, but flirting. And I think it's just kind of fun to watch. And I think everyone's having a good time. And I support
takes
that.
The edge off.
Yeah. And I think he's being a good friend to her.
Yeah.
Who knows if they'll be more than that? I don't know. I doubt it. I think it's just they're both like, we're get clout off each other. And this fake thing is funny.
Yeah.
But I think it's what she needed because I think that she wanted to have a rebound. But that's not who she really is anymore. I think I think Tana's growing up a little bit.
She's going to be 21.
She is 21.
Oh, she's 21?
I think they filmed it. Oh. Yes, she is 21. I'm pretty sure. They're all so young,
babies.
Anyway, so that's the only time I think I'm ever going to say, like, I'm enjoying what one of the Paul brothers is doing. But Tana's... Have you watch any of her stuff?
No.
She's actually quite entertaining to me. She is someone who is very confident in her body. And I love that.
Like that other one?
Who's Trish?
Yeah. Okay. She's very confident in her body.
Trish doesn't wear clothes very often.
No.
Tana is at least always in her bra and underwear, which I love, which brings us to our sponsor today. Speaking of underwear, we're going to talk about Lively. If you don't know, Lively is a bra and underwear online store that blurs the aesthetic lines of lingerie, active, and swimwear, taking the best from all. It's true. I got a sports bra from them, and it was like, this kind of just, I could wear this as a normal bra, but it's very supportive. What, you wanted to say something, Mom? Or you're mad because I didn't get you a bra?
I didn't get one.
Mom is so mad. Because when you work with a company, they usually send you a product for you to test so you can see if you actually like it before you talk about it.
There are two of us. Just saying.
Yeah, I could have got you something. Well, guess what? It's high style meets ultimate comfort. It's soft and lounge worthy.
I can't wait to try it someday.
Oh my God. Okay, Mother's Day is coming up, so maybe I'll get you something from there for Mother's Day. That's a good idea for Mother's Day, guys.
Sure.
Get your mama a bra.
Get
your mama a bra. It's not weird. It's nice. Every girl loves a little support in their life. And at Lively, it's one price for all. So size, any color or style, it's one price for all women, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm. Because I was shopping with you at a store I will not name. And you were saying that like the bigger the cup size, the more you have to pay, which is ridiculous because you're paying for like a slightly
bigger
fabric. Like you're an inch more fabric and you're paying more money. It's ridiculous. Lively is not like that. If there's a bra, and I hate when I'm like, oh, I like this bra, but in a different color, it's $10 more. I'm like, well, I have to get the uglier color because it's cheaper, but I don't want it. So they're like, it's a bra,
there you go.
Any size, any color, any style, it's this price, which I truly appreciate. And they have free and easy returns with a prepaid shipping label that's already included in the package, so you don't have to wait around to have the shipping label. It's already there. It's super easy. I actually bought and owned these bras before I even discussed working with Lively.
Oh, wow.
I found them on the internet, and I was like, this looks nice. And I love it because they have no-wire bras, which I'm all about. And they've got good bralettes and sports bras. I really liked it. And I was like, these are cute. I tried them. I loved them. And then they're like, hey, do you want to work with us? And I was like, yes! I'm all about it. The website's super easy to use. They're super cute, extremely comfortable. They got a lot of different styles. They organize it very well. I can go and find a section of no wire. So,
boom.
It's there. Because I hate when I have to go to one of the brick and mortar bra stores.
Yes.
And I'm walking around and I have to feel each bra to see if there's wire in them. I did that last week. I was like touching all of them. So this is easy. And for a limited time, you get $10 off your first order by visiting wearlively.com/allthingsinternet or use the promo code allthingsinternet at checkout. This is only available in the US. And if you notice, I said Wear Lively. That's their website. It's not lively.com. It's Wear Lively. wearlively.com/allthingsinternet. $10 off the first order. Get your mom something for Mother's Day, people. It's coming up here in America. And the promo code's only for America, so that works out.
That works out great.
That's it.
Purple. Purple, Rachel.
Purple. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm getting shade from you, mother.
Moving on.
Did you hear? No, you didn't. Also, I'll tell you. That all the Jonas Brothers are now married.
Yes, someone secretly got married or
Joe
something.
Jonas. Oh, I have a wedgie. I'm picking it.
Yeah,
oh.
She really is.
I did get underwear from Lively.
You're not really wearing it.
I'm not wearing it. Their underwear is more comfortable than the one I'm wearing. Joe Jonas tied the knot in Vegas in a wedding this last week. The internet was shooketh, that's all I have to report on that.
And that's all you can report.
That's all I can, because I don't know much about their lives.
Off the market, ladies. Off the market.
But if you're still on the market, maybe.
How old are they? 13? 16?
Oh, they're in their 20s.
20s, okay.
You messed up my segue into the next topic. It's not it's a topic.
Oh. They're off the market.
They're off the market. But if you're still on the market,
there we go.
Maybe you'd be interested to know that Tinder has created a festival mode. You hate Tinder. You hate it so much.
I'm just old school, I guess.
I kind of am too.
I'm just old school.
Because I hate first official dates. Yeah. I'm very much a fan of, like, you meet someone, you don't realize you're on a date, or you don't realize that you're creating a connection.
Yes.
And it builds up with that. Because first dates are the worst. When you know you're on a first date, they're the worst things in the world. So Tinder, that's why I would never do. That's why I would never do it. Not because I'm in a 7-year long committed relationship. But anyway, so they're doing a thing where you can put a badge. If you're going to an upcoming festival, mm-hmm. you can put like a badge on your page, mm-hmm. and then people can find people with the badges and be like, hey, we just start talking before the festival.
Gotcha.
And see if, hey, maybe you'd want to hang out at the festival. A more lighthearted hangout than like having to go on a first date.
Got it.
I thought it was actually a pretty cool idea. Mm-hmm. Because that way you could talk to the person mm-hmm. and make plans before you get there, instead of getting to a festival and being like, I need to hook up with someone, and then getting on Tinder.
Okay.
It's true. All right. We'll go on to something else. Oh, so we're recording this on Friday.
Yes, we are.
Because I have to go to New York tomorrow morning.
Because why, Rachel? Because
I'm doing the Shorty Awards. So I don't know who won my category yet.
Because you're nominated.
I know. Because it's so exciting. We talked about this last time.
But I'm still excited for you.
Okay. But because...
She got a new dress.
God. We're not talking about that. I'm trying to talk about Game of Thrones.
Ooh, I like Game of Thrones. Go ahead.
So we've only watched episode 3 because... We're recording on Friday. Okay. That's where I was going with that. Not because of the New York thing. but episode 3, the internet was complaining because no one could see it.
Yes.
It was so dark.
So dark.
Colleen tweeted about it. I tweeted about it. Like, the whole episode was pitch black.
Eric liked it.
Well, the creators, the cinematographers did a thing that was like, well, it's the TV's fault.
No, they did it on purpose.
They're like, the TVs, all the TVs are on the wrong setting, and which is false because Matt sits there and goes through every setting. Every time we watch anything, he changes the settings on the TVs to fit whatever we're watching.
Yeah.
So I know my settings were correct because...
And we fiddled with the settings.
Yeah. And they were like, well, it's filmed to be displayed in a movie theater.
No, it's not.
That's what they filmed it to be viewed at a movie theater. Honey, we all stream it on TVs and laptops.
Not even in the theater.
What are you talking about? Like,
oh, for people who get together for Game of Thrones parties or something?
But who's renting out a freaking movie theater? What? Like,
I
just don't. It was like, it was the lamest. And they were like, it's not our fault. We're like, it is your fault.
They did it on purpose.
The editing room, I know, is super dark and blah, blah, blah. And like, you have really great screens. I've been in editing rooms before. But like, you have to realize that's not how people are watching it. You have to film and create something for the people who watch it.
It was meant to be dark. So you didn't quite always.
No, they were like, if you had better TVs, you'd be able to see it.
That's below.
They filmed it knowing our TVs wouldn't be able to see it. But they were like, nope, too bad. So even like mega Game of Thrones fans were complaining. Because you couldn't see anything.
They need to go back, re-edit it, and then repost it.
That's what I think, too. Get back to the editing room, people.
Mama B says.
So the Creator Summit was last week. I don't know. I don't remember what happened.
Philip DeFranco. Creator Summit.
YouTube Creator Summit. It's in New York, and all these YouTubers, main huge YouTubers, go, and like the heads of YouTube are there, and you get to like ask them questions. I kind of forgot what happened. Philip DeFranco did a video on it. You can watch it.
Yeah.
I forgot what happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not huge in that because.
So glad you brought that up then, since we have no facts on it, Rachel.
When have I ever brought up something because I had facts?
What's your
besides
opinion?
Chickens. Well, my thing is...
Yes, I do have chicken facts.
With things like that, they give answers that are just plain lies.
Oh,
it's very politics.
Yeah.
It's like they don't have real things to say and real answers and like anything that's actually going to help. They can say all they want, but it's like, do
It's the bottom line dollar.
It's the bottom, yeah. And like, even what they, I know that they talked about the commons being disabled. They're like, well, we have to protect the children. I'm like, just come out and say you have to protect your advertisers. Yeah. I would respect that so much more. Yep. You're flat out lying. Oh my God. Also, it's really annoying that every one of JoJo's videos, her comments are disabled.
JoJo.
Because she is a minor. But they're
the most cleanest, but there are, pure.
Yes. And covered head to toe, never does anything sexual. Never. And but then there's that freaking Danielle Cohen girl whose comments are totally working. Yep. I'm just very upset about the whole thing. And like YouTube, like this, that's nothing comes from these things.
Nope.
Absolutely nothing. It's a whole bunch of hot air and questions, answers, but nothing ever gets done.
Dollar bills.
It's like politics. where am I? Here am I. What am I talking? So I forgot what happened at the Creator Summit, but you know what I never forget, Mom?
Please tell me, Rachel.
To take my vitamins! Guys, I have so much fun coming up with the segues to our thing. Sometimes they're really bad, but I think that one was amazing. Just like the Ritual Essential Vitamin for Women. We've talked about them before. So mm-hmm. if you haven't already got them, get them. What are you waiting for? We keep talking about them because we like them.
And just because they're cool looking too.
That's why my mom likes them, because they're cool looking. They're a little clear capsule with little, like, little balls in them. But they're amazing multivitamin built for the female body. So Ritual's Essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get from the food we eat, because not everyone eats up to par. Or we're thinking we're eating up to par, but the world has lied to us. Politics. Just like what we were talking about, the Creator Summit. It's all lies.
Money.
But Ritual, they don't lie. They have no shady additives or ingredients that can do that. Usually vitamins put in and it does more harm than good. So they're not like that. What you see is what you get. They have it on the bottle. There's no hidden things.
Right.
You can even see through the pill, people.
Yeah.
It's just two easy to take capsules that provide the 9 nutrients for a good health foundation. And because I'm talking about it, you know it's vegan friendly. It's sugar free, non-GMO. It's gluten-free, and it's allergen-free. So what's on the label is what you get, guys. Again, they are very transparent. Again, my mom's laughing. but it's a super easy subscription to start. It's monthly. It's only $1 a day. And you can hit snooze or stop at any time you want. There are no strings attached. So help fill the gaps in your diet with the Essential Ritual Vitamin for Women. You can go to ritual.com/allthingsinternet. Start it now, guys. It's pretty cheap and you get healthier. And I don't forget to take it, but sometimes I do forget to take it. And I feel like I have less energy.
Yeah.
I like it. It keeps me going. And they are minty, just so you know. They're not gross. They don't make you burp nastiness.
Right.
I actually do really like this vitamin. I think it's pretty good. And I recommend it highly. And, you know, just get it. That's all you have to do. Ritual.com. RITUAL.com/ All things internet. Do it. I thought you were going
to
say do it.
I was going to, and then I went, I'll just be quiet.
I was so confused. I was waiting for it. All right. So in other news, Instagram, I don't know how I feel about this. You can tell me how you feel about it. Instagram is testing hiding likes. Mom, stop going away from the microphone to burp.
I'm sorry. That In-N-Out Burger, man. Go.
Don't blame me. You're the one moving away from the mic.
Because burp, I'm not going to share my burp.
Why not?
Because I'm not in my own home. Go ahead.
You weren't even listening to what I say. Instagram is planning on hiding public likes.
I heard about that from...
In Canada. In Canada.
Was it Philip DeFranco?
Yes,
talked about
he talked
it?
About
That's
it.
Where I heard about it. Yeah. That was Rachel, not me.
Mom.
That was
Mom.
Me.
Thank you for finally burping into the
mic.
Oh,
mine are deeper.
So they're doing this because mental health, because people stress so much.
Yes.
About likes, and they're also saying that like people are posting to get likes and not posting because like it's good content or blah 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 blah. They're like people went to Coachella just for the picture, just for the likes.
Yeah.
That one needed to come out. So people do things just for the likes, and so they're like, what if we got rid of likes? I have to say, this is probably going to be good for a lot of people's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to destroy people who are on Instagram, making a living on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you're following number doesn't always match your likes. People like, right. You could have a bunch of followers because you obtained them over long periods of time, or you bought them, but it comes down to likes. That's what?
You bought them?
I didn't. People could buy their their followers.
Oh. Or your children are famous. And you do nothing but...
No, that's... You got your followers. Those were earned. You had us.
Oh, but, that's true. I did have you.
But people, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So the follower number doesn't actually matter that much. It's the engagement.
Yeah.
So when the engagement... The judge of engagement goes away... How are people who do Instagram, like I've done Instagram deals before, I've made, mm-hmm. so it's going to be very tricky to maneuver.
That is.
And I just think, I don't know, because also I go off of likes on what you guys actually like.
Yes.
And I think that's what they're trying to get away from. They don't want me posting what people are going to like. They want me posting what I like, but I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I wouldn't post anything because I just don't care. But like, it's part of my job. So if my job is to cater to you guys, I need to know what you like. And I know what you like based on what likes. You like. So right. I think the whole thing is just kind of strange.
We'll see how it goes in Canada.
I don't think they can get rid of it.
I don't think so either.
Well, the guy who created Twitter was like, I wish I had never put the like button on. People are really mad about the like button.
Really?
But like, I feel like in this day and age, that's how you...
Where'd that all start? Facebook?
I think it started on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea. But that's how we see things. I don't know. I guess I'm brainwashed by it. Like I guess I'm like, well, how would we function if we don't know if people like things?
The world would go on. But
yes. But like, okay, so on YouTube, the likes mean absolutely nothing to me. I never look at the likes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But the view count matters to me.
Right.
So for me, I think the likes on other things is the view count to me.
Yes.
It's seeing how many people came across my thing. Like, mm-hmm. for me, that's...
But doesn't it... Can't you check the impressions?
Yeah, but I hate that.
Oh, is that more than the likes?
Yeah, because it's
does that mean how many people saw it?
Yeah, it shows you how many people saw it, how many people went to your profile because of it. Mm. There's a bunch of different stuff. I don't like seeing that because then I don't like seeing how many people just scrolled past it.
Oh.
But I don't know. The whole thing just seems... If they had never been invented, would the internet be what it is today?
I doubt it.
Because people do things to get likes. It's not right, but it's kind of what it is. It's
a popularity contest.
It is. It is a popularity contest. But people who make business, that's where I'm getting...
The business part.
The business part is where I'm getting hung up.
Then the kids that are getting stuck on, oh, nobody likes me. Or
yeah. I know people who like will delete their tweets because they didn't get enough likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like you tweeted it.
You said it.
It's out there. Yeah. Why would you delete it? I mean, I don't delete myself if it doesn't get a lot of likes, but then I know that's not what you guys like. And I'm here to entertain you. It is weirdly my business.
Oh,
Rachel. Why is a smoothie giving me so many burps?
I don't know.
Another thing Instagram's doing is in your Insta story, you can put a donation sticker
to
an nonprofit organization. Yeah. So you can put like... Donate to them, blah, blah, blah. Huh. And then Instagram doesn't take any of the money. It all goes straight to the organization. I don't think you can do it for like a GoFundMe. I think it has to be like a nonprofit place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was pretty cool.
That is good.
But I'm still stressing about the whole like thing.
Well, let's not worry about it because it's not here yet.
Canada. But I need to know how to deal with it.
Canada.
Tell me how it is. I think people will be less engaged. I think so, people will not go on the app as much.
Yeah, they'll find another platform that does do likes.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we're run now.
Instead of Instagram, it'll be Pickagram or something.
Pickagram.
Pixelgram.
But I honestly think, because that's how we work. That's how we run. Yeah. So if we're not, it is a problem, but I don't think it's one that we can.
I think they're equating it to like, oh, I didn't get Valentine's from everybody in my classroom.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. But it's like, yeah, but that's how we are now. And we should... I'm in a terrible mindset. I know I am. I sound like an idiot. But I feel like they're going to ruin their own app.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter hates it. The people at Twitter hate it as well. But they aren't getting rid of it because I think they would know it would destroy their app.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
I just... I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Well, I post, what I post is just for my own pleasure and enjoyment.
That's what people, that's what they want.
Yeah. I don't, well, that's what I do. And I'm, there's a whole different variety of people that post and do it for all different kinds of reasons. If you take one away from one type of person, you're going to mess up all the others is basically what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. All right. And the last bit of news is Spotify is trying to be like the place for podcasts, which, cool. That's cool. Neato. But they're going to start putting podcast episodes alongside music recommendations. I don't use Spotify that much. I used to use it, but I don't use it anymore. So I don't really know what it's like right now. But you know how they places like recommend
mm-hmm.
things? Well, they're going to start recommending podcast episodes right where they would recommend music.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty cool. Okay. But they just want to be like the biggest place to find podcasts, which, hey, yeah. Power to them. Cause I feel like all things internet. We're on there. I tried to get on Pandora, but they're like, we'll email you.
Oh,
I was like, okay. Oh, cute.
Well, did you tell them that I listen to Pandora all the time?
I did not. I
you
did
should
not.
Let them know.
But podcasts are like, everyone's got one now. I think they're all like, yeah. You should try, the platform should try and grab it now.
Yep. Definitely.
While the pickin's still ripe. All right. We're going to play a game.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Mom,
Rachel,
you're in charge.
I smelled that one from over here.
Yeah, but they didn't because it's a podcast.
Would you like an outside? Actually, that smells really good.
I know. Fruity. It's my smoothie. Continue. Tell them what we're playing.
We're playing. She wanted to play word association. So I actually looked.
First
it,
word.
Oh, fine. Whatever. I actually looked it up. So at least one
facts.
Of us would have facts.
Continue.
And we've been playing it all wrong.
No, it's not wrong. We're playing it our way.
Okay,
doesn't mean
version.
It's wrong.
Well, we're going to play it a different way. We're going to say a word, and then whatever that thing is, we have to associate with that word.
Okay, we're
and
playing
then
first
you
word.
And then you take the first word we said and see how far we've gone to the last word or something like that. You're supposed to do it in a big group, but whatever.
So we're going to go back and forth?
Yes, with the same word. I'm going to say a word, and we both have to say something that's associated. But
okay,
quickly,
so how many times do we do it?
I don't know. Make up a number.
5.
Oh, that'll be easy. Okay, ready? Blaze.
Dog.
Big.
Pippi.
Pippi?
Puppy. I don't know. I'm still on Blaze.
Lovable.
Jump.
Giant.
We're already
see,
there.
That's not good. Okay.
Because I'm still stuck on the first word you said.
Why? That is the word you're supposed to go off of. Oh, wait.
No, we're supposed to go off the word the person just
okay.
said.
Childhood.
Dog. See, I'm still what? A dog!
Rachel.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me clear my mind.
Oh, now my whole brain...
Okay.
Whoa. Go again, words are hard. Brain is blown away. Oh, it's not the first word then.
It's the what word the word you, just
okay.
said.
Oh, dear Lord, I'm slow. What was that line? I may be slow, but I learn.
Yeah, from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so we're doing another word?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Vacation.
Hawaii.
Sunshine.
Warm.
Water.
Swim.
Turtles.
Snap.
Ouch.
Okay. Okay, so we started with vacation and ended on ouch.
That fits. That
no,
actually
it works. Doesn't.
Oh, you always get hurt on vacation.
No, you don't. Oh, I guess I do. I always get sick. Oh, my God. I always get sick on vacation.
You do. Don't ever take a vacation, Rach.
Oh, I can't.
And for moms, you need a vacation after the vacation.
I think everyone needs a vacation after
probably.
The vacation. You need like 3 days at home to get back into it.
Yes.
Because like all that stuff piled up that you didn't realize
yep.
was piling up.
Yeah.
All right. I think we... Do we play it correctly? Do you want to do it again? I'll start.
No, let's do it. Okay, go.
Glasses.
Eyeballs.
Pupils.
See. Oh, wait. I'm still... Okay.
Yeah, you're so
on it. Hard.
That's
okay.
why we play my okay. way and not like the official way.
Okay. So what's your way again?
I forgot.
Never pops into our head.
But I never forget to take my vitamins. Ritual. Essential vitamin for women. Sorry.
But you did forget to wear your lively underwear.
Correct. Well, I didn't forget. I was just wearing the underwear with like the no seams that goes up my butt crack
okay,
because
you
I'm
know,
wearing like
TMI,
certain shorts
TMI.
That you have to wear. There's certain underwear you have to wear with certain pants and
oh,
shorts.
Oh, goodness, girl.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Let's just go on to questions.
Can we please?
We're failing at this
we
one,
are
people.
Failing miserably.
There wasn't much to talk about this week.
Well, we surprised everybody with an early question
yeah.
day.
Allie Kate says, Gwen, how many kids did you want before you had any?
12.
Really?
I don't know. 25.
You're making this up. Be
as
real.
As many as I could have.
You wanted to have a lot of kids.
A lot of
is
kids.
Is what you're saying.
Actually, I wanted 4, but I would have had more could I have had more.
Yes, the C-section thing got involved.
It did.
Christopher, you ruined it, man.
Catch up. Four.
Caitlin asks, how do you like Grey's Anatomy, Rachel? I started watching Grey's Anatomy. I started from season one, episode one. So y'all talk about it nonstop on Twitter.
Because that's good.
And I watched all my shows. Like, I rewatched everything. I binge watched all my stuff. And I was like, trying to fall asleep, but I have to fall asleep to something. I was like, I'll try Grey's Anatomy. It was there on Netflix.
Good for you.
Popped it on. But the thing is, I'm enjoying it. I loved ER as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching ER, and it's kind of got that same vibe of like, right. We're tired. We're always working. It's a rush.
Mm-hmm. Interns.
So.
Saving lives.
Brain surgery. So. The thing is, I really like it. I've started from season one, episode one. I'm on episode five right now. But I can't fall asleep to it. It's not a show right. You can fall asleep to. So I'm in this like terrible thing. It's not mindless. I love falling asleep to mindless stuff. So I don't know when to watch it. Because I only watch stuff when it's time to fall asleep or it's sports.
Yeah.
So like I watch an episode and then I have to switch to like Friends to fall asleep.
Right. Because Friends you've seen 472
I can
times.
I just replay the episode in my brain while I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with it is I can't. It's hard to binge watch.
It's a good show.
It is a good show.
There's a couple seasons that were a little...
I feel like every episode is like, you're supposed to cry at the end.
Well.
There's never a happy ending.
Yeah, there is.
Amanda says compliment each other.
Rachel.
What?
You are the most smart and... I couldn't think of the word for smart.
Wow.
Intelligent, caring, loving human being I've ever met.
I just felt like that wasn't genuine.
I love you.
I love you too. Mom, you are so good at making Flynn laugh.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
that was a great compliment. Liz says, do you think you're going to win a shorty? No.
Yes.
I really don't. Because
she should win all the shorties.
With these things, people are usually told beforehand if they're going to win.
Why do they call them shorties?
I don't know. I don't. The internet. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you think I have any facts, Mom?
They tell the winners they won. So they make
some. I've known a lot of people who are like, they told me I'm not going to win, or they told me I'm going to win. Oh. And so I'm like,
do you have a speech ready?
No. That's the next question is, do I have a speech
like
prepared?
I would like to thank my mother. Who birthed me?
I'm never in a million years going to win. So, but. And I'm totally fine with that. I'm just really excited to go and have fun in New York with my friend Rachel Wintling.
You're going to have a blast.
I'm going to just have a blast. Like, I'm just like, there was an excuse for me and my friend who never get to see each other to hang out and just have a weekend together in New York City.
Awesome.
It's a mini vacation. Let's hope I don't get sick.
You got sick enough before to last
yes.
you four
Dear
vacations.
God. So... And then the shorty awards is a reason for us to dress up and go out and have fun. So that's what I'm saying. It's a fun night out for me. That's what I'm trying to see it as. I'm very honored to be nominated. And I think the whole thing is really cool. But I have zero, like, there's nothing in me that's like, I'm going to win. So no speech prepared. It's going to be fun, though. Colleen helped me pick out my outfit. You've never seen me in something
She'll
like this
look
before.
Smoking hot.
It's very exciting. Lana says, why is water such an issue in Southern California? Because we're technically a desert.
It doesn't rain much here. Well, in some parts of...
Well, like LA, we are a desert.
Santa Barbara.
Also,
desert.
Climate change. Global warming. Look into it. But Southern California is pretty much... LA, especially, is a desert. And for some reason, we've just overpopulated it. And so, because it never rains here, there's no water.
In Santa Barbara... If you go back and look at the history, you know, facts, Rachel, you see that it has droughts and then it has rainy.
That's just
a couple
how
of rainy
works.
Years and you kind of catch up and then it's big old droughts again and it ebbs and flows. But people like forget. It's like, hello, you need to conserve
but
water.
But I feel like the droughts
anyway.
Are getting worse.
They are.
Global
they seem to be.
Warming. That's all. Our last question today is. Madeline says, what do you think of the rant Colleen had to make on Instagram about paper straws?
Oh, you
straws?
Know what?
What? As you pop another Altoid?
Two, actually. I get so frustrated when I hear things like that. That
so
people just can't.
If you don't know.
Backstory, go.
Colleen said on the internet that she she bought a bunch of metal straws because she hates paper straws, but is really like happy that we're making the switch to paper and not plastic. But she's like, I hate paper straws, but I love turtles. So she bought a bunch of metal straws and she keep them in her car and her purse so that she can always have a metal straw.
She even gave me a collapsible one.
Oh, the final straw?
Yes.
I love the final straw. Anyway, and then people started tweeting her, telling her like, that's not going to solve it. She's still using other bad products. How dare she act like she's eco-friendly when she's doing all these other things that are really bad for the earth. And she just made on Instagram, she was like, if I never said anything, if I use plastic straws, you'd be less mad at me than you are about the fact that I'm using non-plastic straws. This happens all the time when someone's like,
yep.
Oh, look, I did this good thing. Or, oh, I did this, you know, decent human being thing. And everyone's like, well, it's like when someone donates money and they're like, well, you could have donated more. It's just like one of those ridiculous things. It's like, that's why people are not doing good things. It's because when they do good things, ripped. Everyone just poops on them.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh girl, I feel you, but you just have to be like, it's just, she did a tiny step to help the world.
Yep.
That shouldn't be, she shouldn't be smacked four steps back.
No.
Because that's what happens is someone's like, oh, I did a step forward. And then someone punches them in the face and they have to go three steps back because they're like, I got punched when I went a step forward.
Somebody does something good. It should be, good job.
Yeah. Or you know what? Just don't say anything.
Say nothing.
Just say nothing. I do stuff and sometimes no one says anything and I do not care.
Right.
So like, just don't say, if someone does something good, I'm just so frustrated because I see this constantly. Like when that dude donated $1 billion and someone's like, well, he could have donated more. It's like,
or think of all the lives he could have saved earlier. Yeah. Right? It's like, please, it's his.
Someone did something good. Why are we ragging on them?
Thank you.
Just say nothing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's it. Did you hear that noise?
I did hear that noise.
Well, I think we should wrap this up then because there's a noise in the house, Mom.
Felt like an earthquake.
I'm hoping me hitting the soundboard in the mixer.
That's great. We should try that next time,
just
too.
Just hit things.
Hit it.
Hit it. Don't hit people.
No, just soundboards.
And don't metaphorically hit someone four steps back when they make a progress step forward.
No.
All right. That's it. Remember to check out wearlively.com and ritual.com. Get your bra, get your boobs supported, get your essential vitamins in your body. That's it. We love you. I hope to have fun in New York.
You're going to have a blast. She'll tell us all about it next time.
Yeah. All right. Mom, you want to take us out?
Well, we will see you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.